There are lots of smiles and kisses hello in this building as staff arrive for the day. This is a dual language school, so you hear a mix of Spanish and English. The day begins outside in the schoolyard, where students find their teachers and line up with their classes. Principal Cristina Fuentes leads the way.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back.
Out in the yard, students are sporting new backpacks and sneakers. Some of the boys have trendy, slicked-up mohawks. There's a distinct first day of school buzz, and everyone's pretty excited.
No.
Okay, not everyone.
How come?
Because summer went fast.
Michelle Rivera, a fifth grader, stands with her mom, who's smoothing out her daughter's ponytail. Michelle did describe her mood as happy. And in another fifth grade line, a student named Ruby beams.
I'm actually really excited because I want the teacher who I'm going to have. I hope she likes to read.
I feel a little nervous and a little happy.
Ruby's classmate Marvin huddles up with his friend Eric.
Are you in a bilingual class?
No, yeah. No way. Yeah, English and Spanish.
They are in one of the school's dual language classes. So for part of the day, they learn in English and the other part in Spanish. Jenna Foster teaches one of the dual language classes. She says she has 20 fifth graders this year.
I'm so excited. I think it'll be an ideal number for doing a lot of group work.
And the first task for the day?
I don't have anything on my door yet. And the reason for that is because we're going to sort of co-construct a bulletin board for the door this morning as a way to do a get-to-know-you activity.
Once classes head inside to their rooms, Fuentes checks in on the front office and the parents still waiting to register their children. This is a neighborhood school, so anyone who lives in the zone has a right to come in and enroll. But Fuentes notes there aren't that many families waiting.
So that's good. That means we got most people already registered before the first day of school. So that means kids are in their classrooms, you know, learning from day one.
A first grade class sits on the floor while their teacher, Mercedes Valentin, enthusiastically points to all the different things in the room that students might need.
Porque acá tenemos papel, tenemos crayolas, tenemos marcadores.
And in a third grade class, students are playing a version of bingo as an icebreaker, trying to find another student who loves to write, for example, or who's visited another country.
If you get 5 in a row, then you win.
As the principal, Fuentes is going around from class to class, making sure teachers fill out attendance sheets exactly right. Whenever she steps into a room, she switches to either English or Spanish, depending on what's being taught at the moment. And by the time 10 rolls around, as Fuentes says, you would think it's any other school day of the year, with classes humming along. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.